obviously you're always focused on what you can do and things that are in your control, but the weather's supposed to be pretty nasty on Sunday, cold and windy. Would you describe that? That's always kind of been known as Giant weather. You know, you guys run the ball well on that. It's kind of a, you know, staple of...
I hope so.
Well,
I hope it is.
In past years, do you welcome that kind of weather? Do you pay attention to those things as you look ahead?
We always pay attention to it, and we were always very clear with our players exactly what they're running into. Now, unfortunately, the weatherman hasn't always been right. Like the other, they reminded me a couple of weeks ago that I said 0% rain and it started raining, remember, in the game? Mm-hmm. Right after the game, they came to me and said, Coach, you might want to refrain from giving us that weather report. But, yeah, we do.
Do you like that? Is there any part of that that you like? I mean, you've been coaching here for a long time.
And yeah, I like playing. I like the idea of us competing. And, you know, whatever the weather is, we got to play in it. That's the way our approach has always been. Do the best we can, and you know, hopefully we're a team that is more familiar with some of the weather situations that occur. Normally it's after Thanksgiving, but it'll be this weekend in this part of the world, and you know, the run game, the physical aspect of the game does come to the front when the weather's like that.
Tom, in the last six games, Ruben has six touchdowns. I mean, is it just coincidence, or is he becoming, like, the other teams are concentrating so much on Cruz and Nix?
No, I mean, by design, there are opportunities, according to coverage, where that particular player from that position becomes the feature on that play, and he's done a good job with it. And he's responded, and he's looked good in practice, and he's had those opportunities, and you know, we've seen him go up high and get them, and we've seen him catch them over his shoulder. So we've seen him make a lot of plays. Last week was an excellent adjustment, and he and Eli were on the same page. So, yeah, we're just trying to get better and better and keep getting better.
The coverages that Cruz is seeing, and because of that, does that make what he's doing all the more impressive? It seems
sure.
Like
oh, yeah, he's pretty much doubled every game, yeah.
Do you feel that you're going to have a Nix and Jacobs on Sunday?
We'll see. We'll see.
Tom, I'm sure you didn't forget what Andre Brown's style on the field is, but as he's been back these two games, have you been reminded that the value he can have, that style that he brings, that seems not only to be effective on the field, but seems to energize his
he's got that ability. You know, there's a big man with outstanding speed that if he gets a crack, he can go, you know, and that's what we're all hoping for, but he's done a good job in pass protection. He's done a good job. You know, we've always counted on him coming out of the backfield because he does have good hands. So, yes.
Perry talked about Prince's growth lately. What have you seen from Prince in the last few weeks?
Last week he was physical. He made two really outstanding tackles against the big back, and quite frankly, that's what we saw when he was coming out of college. He was a physical corner, and he certainly played like that. So he'll be challenged again with the big receivers coming in, and he'll respond.
Tom, given the forecast for Sunday, did you consider practicing outside today?
Well, we were going outside for sure, but the rain in the fields left us in that question about whether or not we were going to have any footing. And I'm very reluctant to put somebody out there for fear that, you know, there'll be a slide, slip, and somebody will get hurt. So we generally go to where we can have good footing. And today was a day we were planning on going outside. Matter of fact, it was, quite frankly, it was warm today. You know, there'd been no question we would have been outside. But we got out yesterday, which was good, and did the best we could today.
Tom, turnovers played a big role in that first game. Would you anticipate that they'll be critical on Sunday?
They always are. You know, they always are. Hopefully we'll do a little bit better job of taking care of the ball. He did probably about the same as he's done.
You notice your buddy Bob Ford's packing it in tomorrow?
I did. I've been aware of that, and I'm going to try to call him since I think the first game that he was at Albany was against our team at RIT. So, yeah, I'll have to give Bob a call.
Eli gets a lot of the blame for interceptions, but do you sense as a team you're doing a better job of communicating perhaps?
Yes.
Seemed like he was a victim of some.
Well, he was, certainly was, yeah. But he goes about his business as a pro and doesn't talk about that part of it, and I don't want to either. But, yeah, we're constantly working on that because we can't have a mistake. I mean, there was a couple of errors last weekend.
What do you think Nix's injury prevented from doing the most?
Probably being full speed.
Tom, I'm sorry if you've been asked this, but the T-shirts the guys are wearing about do it for your brother or brother to brother, that idea, is that your?
Came out of camp, yeah.
Okay. How has that helped you, do you think? Because they're kind of put it in practice.
That has helped a lot because we've never lost sight of that. We're all in this thing together, and we're all working as hard as we can to be as good as we can. We don't point the finger at anybody. It's a collective process as a team, and our strength is as a team, not as individuals, and we all recognize that.